So George Osborne has stood up in the House of Commons to give his autumn statement. We're looking at the pensions aspect here at Francis Clark Financial Planners, and I've got a consultant here, Darren Horton. Darren, first of all, tell me about the annual pension allowance.
The annual allowance for pension contributions has been reduced, as was widely expected, from £50,000 to £40,000. However, this will not take effect until the year 2014-15. This means anybody who has the ability to make a sizeable pension contribution in the next two tax years should take advantage of doing so, with 50% taxpayers still able to obtain 50% tax relief.
So that's the annual pension allowance. What about changes in the lifetime allowance?
The lifetime allowance has been reduced from £1.5 million to £1.25 million. However, protection will be given to those whose potential pension values could exceed these limits, although consultation is still ongoing. What that means is for those who have higher pension values, specifically those with currently large pension values or high earners such as consultants and doctors, etc., should take advice on this matter, because somebody with a pension projected to be of £46,000 a year after taking their maximum tax-free lump sum could exceed the lifetime allowance, and advice should be taken.
And also something was said about high rate tax relief. What were these alterations?
Fortunately, there were no alterations to the tax relief that has been given. So therefore, crucially, those that are currently paying 50% tax this year, reducing to 45% tax next year, can still obtain tax relief at their highest rate.
And there's been some good news for people interested in pension drawdown, hasn't there?
Yes, certainly. Investors who have chosen to go down the income drawdown route, where they obtain an income from their pension that's still in investment, rather than buy an annuity due to the low annuity rates, have been hit rather hard over the last couple of years, with the gilt rates falling to record lows due to the government's quantitative easing programme. Also, this has been from another angle, with the government deciding to reduce the maximum that you could draw being 100% of an equivalent annuity. However, I'm pleased to say that the government have seen the error of their ways and have decided to reverse that decision, and they will increase this limit to 120%. However, again, devil's in the detail. They have not yet announced when this will take place.
For further advice on pensions or any other financial matter, please contact Francis Clark Financial Planning.